This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One is hit to left and deep, and Hayes is going to leave the yard. A go-ahead two-run home run here in the eighth inning. The Royals turn to the pen, and Hayes makes him pay with home run number 11. Pirates lead it 2-1. Breaking ball hammered to left, and Peguero admires this one. It's a majestic home run over the bullpens, a three-run homer. For the 22-year-old Peguero, that future is bright, and the Pirates are going to call it a night. 5-1, Buccos.
Then maybe they go Bednar with the tying run-up. It was a bouncer right at the back at first. And that's moot. Game ends. Bolton gets the final three outs. Pirates win it. 6-3.
Well, a bit close there at the end. Royals led 1-0 before that Hayes home run. Leandro Peguero continues to be hot. He homered as well, and that was needed insurance because the Royals scored a couple later on in the game and made it a little closer, but the Pirates still won 6-3, and the Pirates have officially won the series against the Royals. They play the Royals again tonight at 8:10, and if the Pirates win, they will sweep the Royals in Kansas City on their way to St. Louis to play the Cardinals. So I don't know how much this means for the Pirates. It's good to see Key Brian Hayes continuing to stay hot. It's good to see Leandro Peguero staying hot. The Royals 41-93 now on the season. I mean, we've got some historically bad teams in Major League Baseball this year. The Royals second to the Oakland Athletics, who are 39-94 for the worst record in Major League Baseball this season. I mean, is there a hot streak you can get on as a Major League Baseball team to dig yourself out of that hole? I mean, bad records are in the 60 win totals. Like, if the Royals won every game for the rest of the season, they could only finish 69-93. It's already a bad record. Oy vey. I mean, they are rivaling the Baltimore Orioles of a few seasons ago and the Detroit Tigers of a few seasons ago. Boy. So the Pirates, who started the year hot, have been saved by that month of April from any of that embarrassment. They're 60-73 now, so not great. 14.5 games out of first place. Still 3 games ahead of the Cardinals out of the basement in the NL Central. So, a little positives to look at. Nothing too crazy, but I just wanted to highlight those features from the game. I wanted to feature those highlights, I should say, from yesterday's win, because there are some bright spots to see. It's good to see Ke'Bryan Hayes continuing to hit, and it's good to see Leandro Peguero back in the lineup consistently now and still being hot, still hitting well. So, all good to see. But some big news out of the NFL from yesterday. It was 4 o'clock deadline yesterday to solidify rosters and finish off cuts. And a couple of highlights from that day. Pit star Deslon Alexander, he was waived by the New York Jets yesterday, so kind of sad. Hate to see when pit guy doesn't make it, but, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. Bailey Zappe and Malik Cunningham both cut by the New England Patriots in a stunning move that leaves Mac Jones as the only rostered quarterback. The Patriots don't have a formal listed quarterback to back up Mac Jones on the roster. So that'll be an interesting development to see what they do. Usually you want to keep at least one other quarterback, but the Patriots have cut all their quarterbacks aside from Mac Jones, so we'll see why that might be as the season begins in a little less than a couple of weeks now. Devin Bush, he survived initial cuts. He'll be on the Seattle Seahawks roster, so guess we'll clap it up for Devin Bush. All those reports about him potentially getting cut and parting ways with the Seattle Seahawks, that did not come to fruition. Devin Bush made the roster. He was not a part of any of the waves or trades. He wasn't cut. So good for him. Maybe. And then big news yesterday from the Steelers. They traded Kendrick Green to the Houston Texans for a 2025 sixth-round pick. So that's the big news of the day. He was a part of the last of Steelers' moves to kind of clean out the roster. You may have thought that the Steelers would keep one of Green or Dotson and move the other. I know on the morning show, I think, you know, Crowley and Dorn were talking about it, how can you keep Kendrick Green and get rid of Kevin Dotson? That didn't make sense. Well, it seems that the Steelers were not overly prepared to keep Kendrick Green because they sent him to Houston for a sixth-round pick 2 years from now. So, about that, and if you want to call in, you're welcome to 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can call, have a conversation with me. You can also hit me up on X. Callus_33, that's CALLAS_33. If you have any thoughts about any of the NFL transactions that took place yesterday ahead of that 4 o'clock deadline to solidify 53-man roster. Call, tweet. I want to talk about Kendrick Green this morning. Specifically because we talk about there have been a lot of picks lately, like draft picks that have been scrutinized. The most notable one was when Trey Lance got traded to the Dallas Cowboys after the 49ers had traded first-round picks to move up to third overall to get him a couple years ago. And Lance suffered some injuries, and then Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, came out of nowhere, and he was their guy, and Trey Lance was kind of notioned over to the side. It's kind of pushed over, so Brock Purdy became the starter, and Trey Lance, no longer needed by the 49ers, and didn't quite have the trade value that the 49ers spent to get him. So it looked like a bad deal, and ultimately it was. It wasn't a great move by the 49ers, and they talked about, Crowley and Dorn talked about this too, that some of the national media pundits talked about how, well, you know, as long as you get your guy, it doesn't matter how you get it. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that because those assets could have been used to further strengthen the team and you gave those up. So if you don't win a Super Bowl, which the 49ers are on the brink of that, they've been on the brink of that for a few years now. If the 49ers can't win a Super Bowl, it really was all for naught and it really is a waste. Doesn't matter if you got your guy as the quarterback. If they don't win the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. Because you give up all those draft picks to fully commit to winning a championship. Regardless, though, why I talk about this is that drafting is not so much an exact science. It's not so much straightforward. There's a lot of potential that can be seen in these players that get drafted, in these young players that get drafted, but really it's not, there's no definite way to tell what's going to happen. Now, you can scrutinize the Trey Lance deal a little bit more because they did heavily commit to him and did not even give him a second chance after injuries a little nuts. But I want to talk about this specifically with Kendrick Green, who was a third-round pick, drafted as a guard, played center, experimented at fullback after not playing at all last season, and then essentially traded. So you drafted him third round, and then you trade him for a sixth round that you can't have until 2025. This is one of those trades where I think maybe Steeler fans may get frustrated because they say, oh, you know, you drafted him in the third round and then you just trade him for a sixth rounder, and oh, he was no good here and this and that. I am a little more kind of sentimental about these picks and about these players. Like, I wanted Kendrick Green to succeed no matter how poorly he played, especially as a center. I don't think the Steelers set him up for success by putting him at center, as you look at it in hindsight, as I look at it in hindsight. Wasn't necessarily set up for success. Played center in Ben Roethlisberger's final year. And it seems that everything about the organization kind of had an overhaul. And where, you know, they draft him in the third round to be a guard and then play center. They draft him in the third round as a guard, and then they have him play center. And then the next season in the first round, they draft Kenny Pickett, and everything about the organization kind of felt different from that point forward. Everything was overhauled, in a sense. You can scrutinize the Steelers for making the pick, but the Steelers were in a much different place in 2021-2022 in Ben Roethlisberger's final season. They were in a much different place. And remember, I believe the when they drafted Green, it was the season after they won 11 games to start the year and then lost five of their last six going into the playoffs and lost to the Browns in the playoffs. He was drafted after that season. So they were in a much different place the year before. And thinking about what their needs were at the time, Green may have seemed like a good guard. I don't know if they drafted him with the intention of him playing center. But I guess my underlying point here, before I take some calls, my underlying point here is there's no need to necessarily be frustrated with Green. And I would argue that there's not even a real reason to be frustrated with the Steelers as we continue to move forward regarding this trade. And it's not all that bad of a trade, but I'll elaborate more after I take this call at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Ted.
Ted, hello.
Hey, all right. Hey, real quick, with Green, he was a bust. Let's say what he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no way he's going to make this roster. I'm surprised they got anything from him. And my question, did the Steelers keep two punters? And if they did, please explain to me why they have two punters on the roster.
Ted, I appreciate the call. Let me look that up real quick. I'll find that out after the break. I don't think I saw any cuts of punters on the list that I saw, but I'll have to look that up. That would be frustrating. But back to Green. No, I agree. Kendrick Green was a bust of a trade. But I think that at the end of the day, it's kind of one of those busts where I don't want to get too frustrated with either side. I mean, again, because Green was not quite set up for success in Pittsburgh, where, again, he was drafted as a guard, played center, didn't play the next season, and then in the preseason they tried to put him a fullback before they traded him to the Houston Texans for a sixth-round pick in 2025. I don't really blame him for that. I don't really think that's his fault. So that's number one. Number two, the Steelers organization, like I said, was in a much different place a few years ago when they drafted him, that now the way their roster is constructed, all the talent they acquired, it's just they did so much to overhaul this team over the last few seasons. Omar Khan continues to get praised, and that's justified. But they've done so much over these last few seasons that Kendrick Green just didn't fit anymore. And the Steelers roster is so good that they're committing themselves to all these new linemen that they acquired, to the whole new team that they've developed. And now it's just come to a point where they really, like, there is no feeling sympathetic anymore. Like, there is no, we'll give this guy a chance, we'll give this guy a chance. It seems like the team is operating in a no-excuses mentality right now and moving forward. And that's fantastic. That should make you happier over anything. That the Steelers are operating now with the mentality, we are keeping the best of the best. We have great talent. We've drafted well. We've traded well. We've signed some players. And there's no room for error anymore. There's no room to experiment anymore. So I think that as Kendrick Green makes his way to Houston, and some of you can be frustrated and, you know, call out the obvious that Kendrick Green was a bust of a pick and the Steelers didn't manage him well as a player on the line, there's also a reason to be happy this morning. There's also a reason to be happy with that pick. And it's that it's showing that the Steelers are cutting their losses and they are fully committed to winning this year. They are fully committed to competing this year. We know what the bar is at this point, or at least you know what my bar is, which is they better win a playoff game this season. And if trading off Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green is a part of that process to winning and really committing to Dan Moore Jr., who's had a great second half last year and has been working super hard to have a great preseason, to committing to the first-round pick in Broderick Jones. See, he'll be on the line. Isaac Seumalo, getting him in, signing him, former Philadelphia Eagles guy. There's so much to look forward to at this point. There's so much good to look forward to. And again, the fact that they're not wasting any more time. They're not experimenting anymore with Dotson or Green. That they've traded them for not premier assets. They get something for them. Just demonstrating that they're fully committed to winning this season and not experimenting, not messing around anymore with uncertainty or failure. And that's what I take away from the trade. That's what I take away from both trades, in hindsight. They're committed to the win. To the wins. To winning. They're committed to winning football games. And that's a good thing. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. When I come back, we'll continue to talk some football, maybe dissect the Pirates win a little bit more and where they're heading as the season is coming into its last, as the season is coming into its last month. But you can continue to call it 412-928-9370. You can also hit me up on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Tag me in a tweet. And if I find it compelling enough, I'll read it on the air. But I'll be back in a couple minutes. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. And I got fan weather for you. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax. You can also check them out online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 74, low of 62, partly cloudy skies expected all throughout the day. Then tomorrow it clears up, sunny skies all day, high of 77. Low of 57 for tomorrow. That's fan weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. So if you want to give me a call, you can talk to me, 412-928-9370. Anything about the Steelers, anything about the Pirates. Really, Pitt plays this weekend. They open up with non-conference play. So you can call, and we can talk about any of that, 412-928-9370. Excited for football season to begin again after the what seems like a long hiatus from January and February forward, getting college football back and getting the NFL back as well. And there's so much anticipation, so excited for the Steelers to start their season. I was just talking about before the break how inspiring it is that the Steelers are not really experimenting anymore. They are going with the sure guys. It just feels like all the players that they've acquired now really speak to the commitment that the Steelers have to win football games. They're not experimenting anymore. They're not waiting around. They're not being sentimental. If you're not good enough, you get cut. And in the case of Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green, they just weren't good enough, and they got cut. There's competitive offensive line battles this year, and those two didn't make it. They weren't good enough. The Steelers weren't waiting around anymore. I still think the Steelers mismanaged Kendrick Green a little bit, and he wasn't set up for success here in Pittsburgh. But, like, you know, when they drafted him, the Steelers were in a whole different realm, coming off that that poor ending to a strong start from the 2020 season, where they went 11-0, then lost five of their last six and lost to the Browns in the playoffs. They were in a whole different place before. Since then, they've drafted Kenny Pickett. They've reworked the strategies. It seems Matt Canada has restructured the offense. So, I mean, there's so many different aspects of the Steelers now to where when they drafted them, I mean, the team was in a whole different place. It had a whole different view. It had a whole different general manager. Now, things are clearly different. Things are undoubtedly different. The view is different. The state of the team is different. How the players are developing. It's all different. It's all new and fresh and exciting. And I cannot wait. Cannot wait for the Steelers to play the San Francisco 49ers a little over a week away. It's very exciting. There's a lot to look forward to. And again, it's just, I can't say it enough how confidence-inspiring it is that the Steelers got rid of guys like Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green. I wish that they would have been the best options, but they weren't. And the Steelers have moved on from them, which is a good sign that there's so much talent on the roster that there's no more settling. There's no more trying. There's no more experimenting. There only is the certain best guys on the roster to contribute to a winning football team. And that excites me to no end. Football! Can't wait for the Steelers to play.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.